pointed at that last minute winner for Ashton. Yeah. He worked so hard.
Very cruel fight, you know, it's especially second half. We played some great football, created lots of chances. And in reality, you know, we could have been two goals clear. But, you know, unfortunately, we've suffered again with conceding goals at dreadful times. You know, last 30 seconds of the first half and literally last 30 seconds of the second half. And it's a hammer blow. There are times this season when I've been very critical of the player and the performances. But I thought, you know, especially second half, they were great, and they got the crowd going. And I think the crowd realised that, you know, they were all giving it, you know, a lot of effort. And just sometimes, you know, luck doesn't come with you. And, you know, it's a disappointing goal to give away. You can't legislate for, you know, a free header right at the death. But I'm disappointed for the right reasons rather than at other times this season where I've been disappointed because we haven't played well enough.
Yeah, were you a bit disappointed at some of the defending for the goals? It looked a little bit, they're good goals, but it looked a little bit easy for them.
I think the second goal, you know, Darryl should have done better with it. First goal was come from, I think it's come from our own free kick deep in their half, and they broke quickly on us. And they've got a bit of luck, you know. Gourley's made a great save, Stewart's made a tackle, but twice he broke and it just fell to their player. And, you know, you look at second half, every shot deflection seemed to bounce back into the path of an Ashton player. Yeah. And, you know, we know what it's like when we've been a team that's been in the top three, top four. You know, things tend to happen for you, and you get a bit of luck. And when things aren't going for you, as it showed today, you know, you end up with a disappointing result in terms of getting beat at home by Ashton. We were a top three side, but, you know, I think if any neutral watching it, you know, you'd have probably argued the other way around, especially second half.
But you changed it round at half time, didn't you? Brought Luke Shearer on. What was the thinking behind that?
Forced into it a little bit. Harris had taken quite a nasty block to the shin, and obviously, you know, we had to manoeuvre it round. So Darryl dropped into left back, and Shearer, you know, Shearer, when he's in possession of the ball, you know, he can be very, very dangerous. And you know, he created a goal. He had a couple of good runs, and as I said, you know, they've rode the luck. But you know, maybe that's what I said, when you get on a roll, and that's what they are. You know, you get more luck than bad luck.
And the games are coming thick and fast, obviously, now. I mean, it must be quite hard to get training sessions in with the games and the weather as it's been.
Yeah, we got to Witten on Tuesday, then we're at Farsley next week, and I think we play Monday, when Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, which is crazy, you know. And I've said before, it's 46 games is one heck of a lot of games. Then they want to put a League Cup in there. Obviously, you enter your domestic cups. We've had a decent run in the FA Cup, FA Trophy, and suddenly we're having to do this, and it's crazy. The league starts a week later than everybody else's, and they need to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, that may change next season with the new structure. Do you think that'll be better in terms of less games, 38?
Well, it needs to be looked at. I mean, obviously, then you've got to look at revenue. You know, you miss out on, you know, three-stroke, four games revenue, which, you know, from a commercial point of view, it could be a lot of money. But I think, you know, with the winters that we've been having, you know, they've got to realise that it's great sitting in an office planning, you should be playing 46 games and we'll start a week later. But those are the ones who are not having to play and get time off work and things like that. So
I thought all the players, all 22, did well to finish the game today, the last 10 minutes, you know, and battle on through the 90.
Yeah, it was I'm not a neutral, but I would imagine from a neutral point of view, it would have been a great game of football to watch, and, you know, it was just very, very frustrating.
Yeah. Thanks very much.